Ohio now has 19 medical marijuana dispensaries, and with more coming online soon, the industry needs more workers. The Cleveland School of Cannabis trains people to work in the medical pot field, and they start offering classes in Northeast Columbus today. With me to talk about what students will learn is Admissions Officer Nate Bauman. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
What's the first step for someone who's interested in working in the medical marijuana industry here in Ohio?
The first step is to apply. And if they want to add credentials and credibility to the prior knowledge that they already have in the cannabis realm, they could come attend classes here at Cleveland School of Cannabis. We have two locations, Columbus and Cleveland, at the moment.
What do the classes teach these future workers? What are some of those skills? I know you have three areas that you focus on.
So we offer three different programs here at Cleveland School of Cannabis. Our first most popular program is horticulture program, and that teaches students if they're looking to get into the cultivation facility side of things. If a student has a green thumb, that's right up their alley. Our second program that we offer is dispensary and business. So those are for any students that are wanting to get into dispensaries or start their own business and become an entrepreneur. And then our third and final one is medicinal applications of cannabis, and that's for any physicians or doctors looking to get more informed on medicinal applications of cannabis.
Do your students leave with any kind of certification to say that they're more qualified to work in this industry?
Under Ohio State Board of Career Colleges and Schools, we are state approved. You'll get a certificate with the state seal of approval on it.
How much does this cost?
So for single majors, it's $6,500. And then for the executive program, which is all three programs wrapped into one, is $12,500.
Now, you said you do have a little bit of financing, some grants.
Yes. So we offer three different grant opportunities, and then we do offer a interest-free payment plan.
Are you having any trouble filling classes?
Not at all. But classes fill up relatively quickly.
Who are the instructors?
They're either lawyers. They have background in law. They have background in as a physician or doctor. And then we have dispensary managers and dispensary agents, and as well as cultivation and horticulture experts that we employ.
So in your classes, you don't offer like hands-on experience?
Currently, no. We need a license to do that, and we don't have one. But we do offer internships through Ohio Buckeye Relief and Ohio Patients' Choice. We have partnerships with them, and students can apply for an opportunity to help with post-harvest.
There are fewer than two dozen dispensaries right now, but there are also grow sites and processors in Ohio. What are the job opportunities for someone leaving medical marijuana school?
So entry-level jobs that are available here in Ohio or processing team members at a processing facility, or trims at cultivation facilities. They could entry level would be trimmers.
How much would that pay?
Entry level normally starts out around $15 an hour here in the cannabis industry.
You also have a website, I understand, with job postings.
Yes, we have a database that only our alumni is allowed access to. It's called synaptics.com, and it's got over 700 jobs in Ohio and outside of Ohio on it.
This is a news sector that promised many jobs, but Ohio's medical pot problem was plagued with issues during its rollout and took a long time to get where we are now. Are you frustrated or happy with how the state's handled medical marijuana so far?
I have mixed feelings, but I'd rather them be slow and steady then backtrack.
Well, thanks so much. I've been talking with Nate Bauman, admissions officer here at the Cleveland School of Cannabis in Columbus. Classes for future workers start today. Thanks again.
I appreciate you having me.